This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, all we do at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com is take the mainstream news, compare the lies, show how they change the stories, post legislation, write critical analysis of it, post video, audio links, and we've got tens of millions of people every couple of months visiting our family of websites. Tens of millions of people. And that's just my websites. You know, that's hurting the globalists really bad. And so thousands of websites, pro-Second Amendment websites, Christian conservative sites, pro-life sites, sites that expose the UN, leftist sites that expose the world government, libertarian websites, they have found them being blocked out by chat rooms, ISPs. What happens is your internet service provider will not allow you to go to those websites. I'm talking about tens of thousands of them. When you buy the new software so your child doesn't see all the filth on the net, it doesn't block all that out. It blocks out anything that has the word gun in it, including the NRA websites. PayPal won't let you use money now to buy anything gun-related, gun magazines, anything. It's censorship. It's control. It's not going to work for them. Every time we have attempted hacks or attacks or things happen, I go out and buy more servers and launch more websites. So that's it. In the next month, I'm going to launch three more websites on three separate servers. You attack me again, three more. Attack me again, three more. Attack me again, three more. You want to keep attacking us? Fine. Other people are putting up websites. In fact, I would ask every listener to daily on your own server, download Prison Planet and InfoWars.com if you'd like, or weekly, and post it, a copy of it, on your website. In fact, I think we're going to try to have the entire website available where you can download it a lot easier and create clones of it. But Pandora's box is open. They want to start taxing the internet so that you can't afford it. But we're damaging them greatly. We're generating the real news stories. We're affecting change. We're infiltrating the mainstream media. We're not going to stop. But I know for a fact that hundreds of major ISPs are blocking InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And so if for, you know, a week straight you can't get to my website, just call up and say, do you have a block on this website? I can't get to it. And if they tell you yes, say, take it off. We've had hundreds of listeners call us. I've even been sent letters before where they have forced their ISPs to take the block off of our site, not other people's. If any site you're being blocked from seeing, you should do that. And you should leave those ISPs and go to real ISPs that won't censor you. I know InfoWars.net is internet service, great internet service. They've got that new hyper dial-up. They've got cookie blockers. They've got virtual browsers that block your identity. Go sign up at InfoWars.net if you're tired of it. Very simple to do. Run by the folks at RovenNet. Great service. You know, just stop putting up with it, folks. Stop putting up with it. Our websites are InfoWars.net, VirginUtah.com, JonesReport.com, InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. And we're going to launch more subsidiaries because we're not going to stop. I mean, when the enemy hits us back, we know that's because we're having an effect. And again, ICANN, the big internet private body, which is under UN regulation, has been going around to Bev Harris and my site and others, and just there's just takedown orders. They won't even say why. They're just a takedown order on your site, and you know I have to call up and yell at people, and they go, "We don't know why. It's just an order. We'll put it back up." You know, this is the type of stuff that's going on. And so, some non-governmental organization just calls up people and says, "Do this, do that," and it happens. So this is going on everywhere, folks, because we're hurting them. Because we're hurting them badly. So spread the word about the websites and go to the websites and order the videos, the books, the materials. Make 100 copies of the videos and get them out to people. They can't stop all of us. They can't stop the swarm. They can't stop people who know they're in the right and keep on a-coming. So lift up that standard when the enemy comes in like a flood, and we shall prevail. We'll be back with your calls, more news.
Did you know without cholesterol, your body wouldn't make important hormones like estrogen and testosterone? Without cholesterol, your mood would drop, your skin would dry out, you wouldn't make any vitamin D nor any bile to digest fatty foods. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Cholesterol is not a life-threatening toxin. Despite efforts to reduce cholesterol and fats in your diet, your liver will make about a glass full of cholesterol a day. The bottom line is, we need to maintain healthy cholesterol levels. That's just what Lifespan Nutrition has done with its revolutionary Normatrol formula. It provides potent amounts of lecithin along with rice bran, flaxseed, taurine, boron, and magnesium. Call 866-405-4000 to find out about this revolutionary dietary supplement called Normatrol. That's 866-405-4000. Lifespan Nutrition wants to help you maintain healthy cholesterol levels. 866-405-4000.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses, populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let's go to your calls on this open line Friday as quickly as possible. And I guess up next on the show would be Mike in Texas. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a question about the draft. I have a friend who's of draft age. And is this draft that they're talking about, is it for the upcoming conflict with China? Or is it also as a means to destroy the next generation of Americans?
Well, I've seen a total of 9 different draft bills. No, 10 different draft bills. And now Rangel has passed out a committee, and they've passed a bunch of other regulations beefing up the preparation, the funding for the draft. The Army website, the Pentagon website, admits as of 2 weeks ago that they're preparing for a draft. And the new draft is for men and women, and it is for professionals. Firefighters, police, medical workers, doctors, engineers, embalmers, that is, mortuary folks, coroner-type people. It's massive. And your guess is as good as mine. I mean, supposedly they're going into Syria, Iran next. Then they're talking about North Korea. And, of course, they've already armed all these enemies. I mean, it's coming out that Rumsfeld's company, ABB, gave the nuclear reactors that have been used for nuclear weapons production in 96 through 2003. They've been building them over there in North Korea. And now Kim Jong-il, the dictator, said, the hereditary dictator, just like our hereditary dictator, said, hey, if you try to pull out your funding for this, I'm going to just confiscate the assets and keep using all this material. But that's all staged. I mean, they've already said they're not going to pull out.
Well,
and Pakistan's involved arming North Korea. China's involved. And China is getting ready to go into Taiwan. So, yeah, they're setting up a stage-managed World War III where the U.S. grabs areas of the Middle East. China's allowed to grab Taiwan and other areas. And then the EU comes in as the white horse to be the savior of the Arabs and the Muslims as we're finally kicked out of the Middle East as the bad cop.
Well, I wanted to ask you this, too. Did they say exactly what the time date for the draft is? Or for the
basically, it's all set up now, and all they got to do is decide which one of these bills they want to implement.
Nothing, too, about the governmental structure of the socialist, the United Socialist States of North America?
Well, they're not going to call it that. It's the Pan-American Union, Union of American States, or different bodies. It's going to be based in Atlanta, Georgia. They've already had one free trade group of the Americas meeting 2 weeks ago. They're going to have another one later this month in Miami. And they're merging our laws, our Social Security, our borders, our police, our military. The head of the Navy said last week in a Connecticut newspaper that they're going to merge with Russia, merge with a global Navy. We're entering global government. Look, they've been building the EU for 40 years and called it a trade deal. So that's how they get it over on you.
Does, for the Reconquista, the Mexican occupation of America, is that also going to go to the rest of the 50 states as well as Canada?
Yes. I mean, the Southwest and Florida is going to be a base for the new Caribbean subdirectorate, and then the main capital of all this will be Atlanta, and then the Joint Forces Command is going to be up in a base at Canada and also in Colorado, and they've already signed deals to bring in Mexican-Canadian troops, Czechoslovakia, and that was in the AP a year and a half ago. Also, again, a large portion of the troops in Iraq are Mexican. You can be an illegal alien, an aggravated felon, and they will hire you, according to the Washington Times.
One more thing, just so we let other callers talk, is that it was about 2000, according to the British Broadcasting Corporation, Russia under Putin and China had signed a non-aggression treaty.
Well, yeah, they did that a long time ago. Thanks for the call. Look, but Russia, China, they're all controlled by the globalist folks. They're monsters that have been created to threaten the world. And now the United States is being used by these global banks to go around and take over areas of the world. And then they just play off their different subsidiaries like there's a fight going on. So we're in it right now. I mean, you just heard about Cornyn's bill, the senator, the Republican from Texas. And yeah, he wants 60 days, you know, a pass for anybody to come into the country. And then the Mexican embassies issue matricula cards in the cities and counties, and the states accept those. So it's carte blanche legalization, total amnesty for anybody that can get here. Now Poland and Venezuela and everybody else are issuing matricula cards, consular matricula. Let's go ahead and go to another caller. Let's talk to John in Tennessee. John, you're on the air.
Yeah, I switched my ISP to Infowars.net, and now I'm not censored anymore. Comcast and Scripps Howard censored my email. DreamHost.com killed my website. AOL customer service in India charged me $170 a month for free internet. And if you prepay at Infowars.net, it's only $15 a month, which is pretty good.
And for those that know, I'm so busy, I don't run that. Dwayne Coots, a great guy, runs it. We're about to even revamp Infowars.net, add a bunch of new services. But the best part is the cloaking device, the proxy browser, so no one knows who you are, and it blocks all the cookies and the trash. And no, there's no filters on Infowars.net. They have some conservative filters if you wish to activate them that come free with it, you know, once you do the basic service, you know, for porn and stuff. But no, the new filters are guns, Christian, everything.
Well, regarding women in the military, if what you say is true and women have one brain and men have two brains split in half, doesn't that mean that the man's two brains are only half as big?
Well, I was simplifying things. You know, there's the left and right hemispheres of the brain.
Yeah. Well, also in the movie Black Hawk Down, I don't know if Bruckheimer did that, but that censored the true story of a 17-year-old female security police officer in the U.S. Air Force. She was a machine gunner, gunned down and killed on the front lines of the war in Somalia. She was straight out of basic training, and I don't know her name, but this is according to a veteran of USAF Special Forces, a sniper who saw it happen, and he suspected they were intentionally put into harm's way and put under fire, that the Pentagon wanted the Somalis to use them for target practice.
Well, I don't know about that, but I know the UN wouldn't help us, and our troops had to go in there at gunpoint and make the Pakistanis hate us, our gallant little allies that are arming North Korea. But let me make clear what I was saying. There's the left and right sides of the cerebral cortex, and that's the area of the brain that directs your conscious thought, much of your conscious thought, according to what I learned in college, I'm not a doctor, that directs your conscious thought and accesses the memory banks, that accesses the subconscious. And women have about 6 to 10 times, depending on the woman, connections between left and right brain. They actually have an area of the brain we don't have. And I was saying that men, in a combat situation or a hunting situation, that's where it developed, you know, God designed it, shift over to that animalistic, focused side of the brain. I'm saying women don't have that developed area of shifting over actually into a mindless, robotic type state. They're conscious, generally, and the sides of the brain get confused. And that's been 100 different scientific studies. That's the point I was trying to make. Where were you going with your statement?
Well, one point is that if 17-year-old American kids are dying in combat, and 17-year-old civilians need the right to carry guns, drink alcohol, and drive cars under the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. Also, my wife is a USAF veteran of the first Gulf War. She stood up against fraud, waste, and abuse of taxpayer funds, which is worse than combat as far as stress, because you're going against your own country, high-ranking people who are doing illegal things.
Oh, wait a minute. There's only $1.2 trillion missing from the Pentagon.
Yeah, she identified over $1 billion, according to a memo written by a two-star general after she identified it. And that's an annual thing just in the Air Force alone.
Hey, let me add something here. You say your ISPs, before you went to Infowars.net, were censoring what you could, where you could go.
They were probably doing that, but mainly they were actually reading and censoring my email and calling the basic email spam. They killed my entire website without notice. And then when I switched to AOL, they killed my ISP without notice. Just cut me off after I prepaid all this stuff for a year. And then I switched to AOL. And they were charging me $170 a month for free internet out of India. So it's just a switch to Infowars.net, everybody.
So you haven't had any problems with Infowars.net?
The only problem I have, which may just be my phone, is I usually have to dial it 2 or 3 times, you know, to log on initially. I don't know if that's something they're doing on my phone or if it's a bad phone line out in the country.
But once you get connected, how's your speed?
It's great. It's great. I'm very happy.
Well, what you do is, because now they have this super dial-up offered, if you're having a problem, you just contact them. They'll send you another disc with other phone numbers.
Yeah, I think it's my line. I've had problems with wire tests before. I do a lot of legal work, suing the city and working on government corruption cases.
Yeah, if somebody's clicking on and off, that'll cause a disconnection.
Well, they've got little things out of ShomerTech catalog that can redirect your outgoing phone calls to misdial intentionally.
And yeah, big law enforcement catalog, that's in Road to Tyranny, where the police brag, yeah, we've got devices that send out ultra-low frequency that make crowds get sick at protest. A lot of police have used this to stop protest. The biggest law enforcement catalog brags about how to stop protest. Doesn't that sound like a free society to you?
No.
Anything else you want to add, John?
Yes.
Okay, stay there. We'll come back to you, and then we'll talk to David, Diane, Leslie, and others, and we'll cover a bunch of news as well. Stay with us. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
This is Pat Cooper with 10 reasons to listen to the Tony DelVecchio Show. Reason number 10, no one listens to him at home. Reason number 9, I don't want to be the only one calling in. Reason number 8, think of the rest of the reason yourself. I got a lot of things I got to do today. If I get a job and get paid, I don't understand this guy.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
And if you don't listen to his show, you'll have to deal with me.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's get back to the calls on the Open Line Friday. John in Tennessee, go ahead and finish up.
When my wife stood up against the fraud, waste, and abuse in the Air Force, it was worse than combat, like I said, because you're going against your commanders who are doing criminal acts. She sat in the office of the base inspector general and survived many direct threats. A man could have never stayed cool-headed. I know I couldn't. He would have just freaked out and done something violent. He eventually did get several commanders fired, including the four-star general chief of staff of the Air Force, who was fired in the middle of Desert Storm. the man who fired him, Secretary of Defense Dick Cheney, then offered her a job at the Pentagon. Turned it down, took early retirement, then the VA stole her retirement check because she was disabled by Pentagon med malpractice. She also survived four heart attacks within a year of retirement at age 32, thanks to her Bill 4 vaccines. 30,000 men veterans did not survive the first Gulf War. So women are tougher than men in many ways and can survive more pain like childbirth. And they can kill like the Russian female snipers who killed up to 350 Germans each, as seen on the History Channel. But there's no need for women in combat until the country is completely overrun by the enemy inside.
Well, look, what I was saying is that men work better in groups in combat. And statistically, I just said there's a lot of women that are tougher than I am, smarter than I am. Women have a lot of skills men don't have. What I was saying is the sexes are different. Our brains are different.
Yes.
That's all I was trying to say. And I said it took a lot of courage for Private Lynch to admit she didn't do the things the government claims she did, and that the credit was taken away from the people that died there.
I agree.
And so that's a big deal, having her go public. And we'll recap that. Thanks for the call. We got news on the UN blocking a ban on cloning. Bunch of Patriot Act news. But let's hurry to these calls. Let's talk to David in Michigan. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Alex. I want to ask you about your experience with the bullhorning of Vicente Fox and the, I guess, the mayor of Austin, Texas. But
the governor.
The governor, sorry. But
well, the mayor was there, too, so.
Okay. Well, maybe you can talk about that, but and I hope you do. But I want to mention, it's something that you've talked about before, but I think it can't be overemphasized enough, is that these stories, I believe, are being sort of parsed out to us deliberately. I don't know about the Jessica Lynch story per se. I don't know if it, if you got...
Yeah, there's... Well, look, they got caught lying. It had already come out. They'd lost total credibility, so now Diane Sawyer comes out and Jessica Lynch tells the truth. And, well, I guess we can still trust the media and,
yeah. Yeah, well, you know, that's what I used to think it was. But now I really believe that we're really in a phased, graduated process whereby the bulk of the people in this country are supposed to lose all faith in our system.
Well, I've said that. They'll think that America, the world thinks America's bad for doing all this bad stuff when America's controlled by Europe doing the dirty work. This is meant to destroy our faith in the system, so people just see our government, not those controlling it. I agree.
Exactly, and ultimately what happens is that our system and our way of life gets thrown out, and America is taken down, and this is part of the graduated destruction of our country. We're like guppies in a gigantic feeding tank, and they parse out pieces of the truth to us like fish flakes, and we eat it up.
Well, I've seen globalists, I already knew they were doing this, but I've actually seen globalists on the news admit when the government slowly admits the truth, they call it inoculating us psychologically. I saw this globalist say that. I'm like, man, that's what I've called it. They are not just conditioning us or acclimating us, they are training us to accept evil. Well, that's just what they do. Well, the government just blows up the buildings and blames it on people.
They're training us to they're killing our ability to react to it, and at the same time, ultimately, when our country is taken down and world government is offered as the solution to the kind of terrible things that we do, like invading countries on completely false pretenses and all of the other phony stories surrounding it, then we'll be unable to resist.
Europe, the EU, the British government does all these tyrannical things, and then the British can only appeal to the EU, and in some cases the EU does the right thing just to legitimize itself. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Great points, David. Diane in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
Nice to talk to you.
To talk to you.
The gentleman before me, I took a little bit of my thunder. I'm calling about the Jessica Lynch story. And this thing smelled from high heaven the day that they first aired it. But the thing that really has my antenna up is the fact that all of a sudden, well, yesterday they were saying that she was raped, but she doesn't remember. And then this morning, she's recanting everything about this story. To me, this is a major heads up. It's coming through Diane Sawyer. Diane Sawyer, who is...
Tell you what, Diane, I'm riveted by your comments. I want to hear what you think on the other side. I didn't see the Diane Sawyer piece, though I have a transcript of it. And I think it's damage control. I think they know that they've been caught lying. They've got to try to do some damage control.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm going to let Diane finish up her interesting comments from Pennsylvania, then I'm going to cover news for about 10 minutes, then we'll go back to Wesley, HW, Helen, Kevin, and others. Diane, you're saying you get a big heads up, or your antennae are up over Jessica Lynch, because they're saying, yeah, they were adding new lies that she was raped and all this, not just that she killed 20 people with a machine gun, that her bare hands and had a knife in her mouth and was just like the second, you know, coming of Joan of Arc or something. Now you've got different people who were involved in the rescue or involved in the company dying, obviously being assassinated. This is a big story, and really what I see on the face of it is the globalists don't mind discrediting Bush, discrediting the Republicans, discrediting Democrats. They don't mind discrediting their titular heads, their puppets, because the system gets some form of credibility out of that. What do you see happening? What does your gut instinct tell you?
Well, I think that what's being set up here is a fermenting. People are now pretty much inundated with the lies. I mean, it's too much in your face not to see it. I don't watch television. I've been unplugged for years now. So But this story is going to be released on Tuesday, as I understand it. Diane Sawyer is the mediator. Diane Sawyer is as deep into this, into the elite upper echelons as you can get.
She's Council on Foreign Relations.
CFR. She's probably Eastern Star. She's been rumored to be deep throat during Watergate. I mean, you know, that's just, you know, part of her resume. But for her to release this story, for them to allow this story to come out now at this particular time tells me that there's something on the horizon. There's something's coming into play. They're releasing this to cause such fermentation amongst the general populace that we start to have the breakdown. We start the camp forming, if you will, of the populace.
Just like the 60s,
exactly.
where they controlled the leftists,
exactly.
And the right wingers, and use an unpopular war to split the country down the middle,
exactly.
To start the riots.
They played us like a violin in the 60s. I was there. I know. They're doing it again now, and they're really setting this up, but they're setting it up fast. But it's right in our faces. There are other things that are going on, and the fact that this story came out today, during this month, which I think is a very, very critical month, is a big, big heads up to me.
Let me add something to this.
I even wonder, not to interrupt you, Alex, but I even wonder, you know, did Jessica do this on her own? Well, how could she? She has to be let to be able to do this.
Well, the family did say that they had been told to keep their mouths shut.
I knew that.
And the people in the company, and so had Jessica, but, you know, also the aluminum tubing being fake, the 12-year-old dossier at the UN with Colin Powell, the mobile weapons trucks they knew day one were for pumping up balloons, surveillance blimps, the fake memo from Niger, all of this lying, killing Dr. David Kelly in such a sloppy fashion. This is by the globalists to discredit America. That's Bush's job. I agree with you. This is about totally discrediting what Europe calls the cowboy from Texas when he's really a blue blood from Europe.
Yes.
And yes, it's part of a more elaborate, widespread plan. I think that they allow this to come out and just don't care because they've been caught in so many lies now. They're trying to go to the other extreme of just burning us out with it to where, you know, I mean, I'm getting conditioned now. They're on the nightly news saying every child needs a microchip. I don't even report on it anymore. Because it's such old news.
I understand. But I think this is more than that. I think this is more than just countering, covering for the lies and you know, trying to give them some credibility. I think it's more than that. That's too simple, Alex. Logically, it goes deeper than that. I think it's much more. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I will say something else, too, that I picked up something this morning about George Soros. I don't know if you've gotten this yet, but apparently 40 armed men broke into Soros's headquarters in Russia and seized his offices, everybody in his office. There's a lot of stuff that's really...
I didn't know that. Where did you see this?
I picked it up on Rumor Mills, but there's a link to it, and it's a legitimate story.
What is it, iTartos?
I can't run my computer at the same time that I talk on the phone.
No, I understand.
I only have one line.
I understand. Let me throw this out then,
I can throw a tip to you and give it to you.
Well, sure. I'll tell my webmasters we'll try to post that. But if that's true, last week they arrested the supposed richest man in Russia.
Yep, and now he's in Israel. They gave him citizenship in Israel, and he's there now.
But guess who took over the oil company after they grabbed him?
I don't know.
Well, according to iTartos, Moscow Times, and the BBC, guess who took over the Russian oil monopoly?
I'd only guess the Carlyle Group.
Lord Jacob Rothschild.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I covered that on Monday.
Very good.
So, isn't that pretty? And guess who just took over some of the private British media?
Lord Rothschild.
Lord Jacob Rothschild. That was the London Independent.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
There are a lot of machinations going on, Alex, and they're going on fast. And this, like I said, this month, I haven't had my antenna peak this high for a long time. This month is a critical month.
Well, women have the antennas, so appreciate that insight, and thank you for the call. Okay, we're going to go to Wesley and HW and Helen and Kevin and many others here, but I've got to go over some more of this news here. Again, if you just joined us, you're going to hear all about it. Jessica Lynch admitting that it's not true. She didn't shoot. She didn't fight. They didn't mistreat her at the hospital. None of it's true. And she says it hurts her feelings that they lied. The Pentagon lied. I mean, why did the Pentagon send out hundreds of letters, form letters, signed by different servicemen in a woman's handwriting, obviously fake, and then admit they did it? I mean, yes, they're... Folks, why is 9/11 so sloppy? I mean, I've said this. Why was 9/11 so incredibly out of control sloppy? I mean, you've got to be in serious denial or a low-grade moron or hiding in a cave somewhere to not know the globalists carried it out. And they just piecemeal put it all out there. They released Northwoods right before 9/11. It's amazing when you look at all this. And yes, this is all to be blamed on America and to make Russia and China and the EU the new good guys. And it's been George Bush's job to keep you domestically in the dark about this. And that's exactly, precisely what they've done. It's been Rush Limbaugh's job to keep you distracted, you know, on Hillary Clinton and what she's doing, when we know she's a traitor, we know she's a criminal, we know she's a New World Order minion. All right, I'll go to these calls in a minute, but let me get into this. Again, this is out of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm going to recap this before I get into other news because it's so important. Use of statute in corruption case, unprecedented, attorneys contend. Patriot Act laws use causing concerns. And an investigation just into corruption of local officials, payoffs and things, they are using the Patriot Act. Think about this. Now, this article's on Infowars.com right now. The investigation of a strip club owner, Michael Galadri, and numerous politicians appears to be the first time federal authorities have used the Patriot Act in a public corruption probe. Government officials said Tuesday they knew of no other instance in which federal agents investigating allegations such as racketeering and bribery of politicians have employed the act. Now, again, they're using it in marijuana cases, drug cases, family violence, banking cases. Nothing to do with terrorism, but see, that's your term for terror. Their definition of terror is everything. I don't know that it's been used in public corruption cases before this, said Mark Rallo, a spokesman for the Justice Department, an attorney for one of the defendants in the Galadri case, said he researched the matter for hours and came to the same conclusion. I have discussed this with lawyers all over the country, and if the government has done this before, then this is definitely the first time it's come to light, said Las Vegas attorney Dominique Gillette, who represents former Clark County Commissioner Lance Malone, and it says Galadri's lobbyist. So you got a politician, a county commissioner, lobbying for topless bars, lobbying for their zoning. And, I mean, folks, this is just 101 boss hog corruption. It's not good, but it's light years away from putting cancer viruses in your vaccines, light years away from the CPS seizing over 1.5 million children a year, light years from the CIA shipping in cocaine and heroin. This is, you know, 19th century stuff, 18th century stuff. Two of Nevada's lawmakers blasted the FBI for employing the act in the probe, saying the agency overstepped its bounds. And, no warrants, secret wiretaps, breaking and entering, sneak and peek. Now, the end of America, folks, for a county commissioner in Las Vegas who may have taken some money to zone a strip bar. You know, that's a matter for the police. And my Fourth Amendment, my Fifth Amendment, my Tenth Amendment, is more important that the police go out and they could have gotten a warrant, the feds could have gotten one, but no, they didn't do that. And again, they told you it wasn't for any non-terror cases. Nothing's non-terror in Section 802. Everything's under it. Two of Nevada's lawmakers blasted the FBI for employing the act in the probe, saying the agency overstepped its bounds. Senator Harry Reid, a Democrat in Nevada, said Congress intended the Patriot Act to help federal authorities root out threats of terrorists and spies after 9/11. The law was intended for activities related to terrorism and not to naked women, said Reid, who as minority whip is the second most powerful Democrat in the Senate. Let me say, Mr. Galadri, and this whole gang, I don't condone, appreciate, or support all their nakedness. But having said that, I haven't heard anyone say any time that he was involved in terrorism. And it's a long article. It gets a lot worse, folks. It gets a lot worse. It says sources said FBI sought the records under Section 314 of the Act. Section allows federal investigators to obtain information from a financial institution regardless of the accounts of the people engaged in and responsibly suspected based on credible evidence of engaging in terrorist acts or money laundering activities. See, or money laundering. Folks, in Patriot Act 2, if you got over $3,000 out of a bank, they can walk you out and shoot you in the back of the head. It's in there. This is just Patriot Act 1. So there you have it, folks. That's the new America. It gets more bizarre. So this is out of the Associated Press. Arnold Gruppenfuhrer, that's what they call a governor in Austria, is a Gruppenfuhrer. I think that's a proper term for this Nazi racist who says he hates black people, who says he hates Christians, who's for open borders, I would add. Governor-elect Arnold Nazi will hire a private investigator to look into allegations that he groped women, but he may keep the results from the state attorney general, a spokesman said Thursday. Arnold's going to hire someone to investigate himself. Let's hire Al Capone to investigate Bugsy Siegel. Or maybe we'll hire John Gotti to investigate Jimmy the Bull Gravano. Schwarzenegger spokesman Ron Stutzman said that those statements violated attorney-client privileges and have forced Schwarzenegger to reconsider whether he would provide any information to Bill Lockyer, Mr. Gun Grab, that Schwarzenegger loves so much. So there's Schwarzenegger being blackmailed to follow orders. Lord Jacob Rothschild's got the noose firmly around his neck. Six dead as Army helicopter crashes in Iraq. Troops ambushed in Mosul amid fears that insurgency spreading northward. An Army Black Hawk helicopter crashed Friday into a riverbank near Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit, killing six U.S. soldiers, the military said. Probably was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade, an officer said. Two Americans were also killed in separate attacks Thursday and Friday in the northern city of Mosul, raising concerns that the insurgency was spreading north. So see, we get vanquished in Iraq. The U.N. comes in as the savior. And the CIA is behind all this stuff, folks. We have the evidence. Six soldiers were on board. All of them were killed, said Major Jocelyn Abarel, a spokeswoman for the 4th Infantry Division based in Tikrit. They were all from the 101st Airborne Division, she said. White smoke could be seen rising from the crash site on the west bank, east bank of the Tigris River. As three other helicopters circled overhead, more helicopters could be seen hours later flying over the hilltop village of the west bank of the river. Separately, guerrillas attacked a convoy in the eastern part of Mosul, 250 miles north of Baghdad, with rocket-propelled grenades and small arms fire Friday morning. The military said one U.S. soldier died and six others were wounded in the crash. There'll be five dead soldiers by tomorrow. You watch. Three others were injured later in the day when a roadside bomb exploded near Mosul Hotel, which is now used as a military barracks, the military said. Military statement released Friday, and the soldier died a day before near Mosul when a homemade bomb exploded. The latest confirmed U.S. military fatalities bring at least 31 the number of American troops killed in action in the first week of November. Two American civilian contractors working for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and a Polish officer also died in attacks over the last 7 days. And there's more attacks in here. I can't read them all, folks. You're going to see a massive acceleration of this. UN derails ban on human cloning. The United Nations has blocked moves to impose a global ban on research into all forms of human cloning. The UN General Assembly Legal Committee voted 80-79 in favor of the Iranian proposal to delay any decision on a ban for 2 years. The move meant that members did not get the opportunity to vote on the proposal by the U.S. and Costa Rica, which would have banned human cloning. We'll get into this more later. Also, new FBI rules relax restrictions. Gets even worse. Suspect code used in state votes. Total election fraud. Satellite tracker systems in your cars. Pentagon says covert force hunts Hussein. A bipartisan move to restrict the Patriot Act. We'll get into that. North Korea says we have the bomb and we'll use it. Queen's speech to pave the way for national ID cards, and a bunch of Big Brother news I haven't even gotten into, and more on Vicente Fox, what happened yesterday before he left Austin. When we get back, we'll go straight to these loaded phone lines. Oh, we have one open line. Do we have any open lines? No open lines. Okay, well, I won't give the number out. Well, when somebody hangs up, you can call in at 1-800-259-9231. We'll come back, and I'm really going to try to go to the calls quickly. I've done a decent job, but not a great job. We'll try to go to you really fast. Try not to interrupt. Question, comment, get about a minute and a half apiece. I want to just rampage through 20, 30 calls before this transmission ends in 1 hour and 9 minutes. And again, the websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, VirginUtah.com for local Second Amendment solutions. And, of course, you can also spread the word about the show via the Internet if you listen that way, or shortwave or satellite, or our wonderful growing list of AM and FM affiliates. But there is a bunch of news coming up in the next hour and 9 minutes, a bunch of your calls and a ton of important info. We haven't even scratched the surface, but I'd like to get your response on them openly using the Patriot Act, from marijuana to topless bars. I guess that's terrorism. You're beginning to realize how deep this gets.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
Before I go straight to your calls, I want to plug an amazing trading card. Kind of like the little pamphlets they handed out in 1776 or the decade before to wake people up. Really great artwork, a lot of great websites posted on it. We have it at InfoWars.com, and thousands of these things have been handed out now, I'm told, according to press reports, in San Francisco at the Matrix opening to the people that are standing in long lines. And it's got InfoWars.com on it and a bunch of other great websites. It's kind of like the Deception Dollar. It's gorgeous artwork exposing the New World Order and exposing the real Matrix. So I hope you'll go to the website and get to that and email it out to folks. Also, an incredible piece of artwork done by a local activist who does comic books. And he's done artwork for the Austin Para-Times, a great local newspaper, a monthly newspaper. We've even covered some of his work here on the show, read some of his news articles. Mac White, he has written a two-page comic strip, but it's not a comic strip. It's basically an illustrated historical picture of government-sponsored terror, starting with the Northwoods document right through to 2003. And I hope you will email that out to everybody, because this is something a lot of people won't read. Operation Northwoods, a lot of them won't find out about government-sponsored terror, a lot of them won't watch Road to Tyranny or Masters of Terror or Matrix of Evil, but they will look at a playing card, a two-sided playing card. They will look at and read a illustrated story, and we can affect millions of people if you take action on this. So that's at InfoWars.com. I also hope that you will get the videos, 911, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, the new film, Matrix of Evil Exposed. They're all excellent. They make great gifts. Please get them. Please make at least 10 copies. Give them to public officials, opinion makers, talk show hosts, pastors, rabbis, whatever. And wake America and the world up. The films are $25.95 a piece. Order three or more. They drop down to $20 a piece. And the toll-free number to order the books or the films is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order. And I want to encourage everybody to support Paul Watson's work. He wrote a great book. It deserves to be seen. Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. And if you don't get the book, if you don't buy a second copy for $8 off to give to friends and family, no one's ever going to read this great book that Paul Watson wrote. And it really is excellent. The best book on 9/11 and government-sponsored terror and dozens of examples of government-sponsored terror and the fake UFO movement and the history of terror in England. It is such an important book. Nobody's going to see it. Nobody's going to read it. Nobody's going to know about it unless you give us the legs, unless you help us spread the word. And Paul does such a great job being the webmaster and editor for PrisonPlanet.com, and this also supports him financially. So please get Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. Over 300 pages. It's got, 50-plus pictures and diagrams and documents. $19.95. Get a second copy for $12, $11.95 to give us a gift when you buy one copy. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to us right here in Austin, Texas, to Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action on that. We're going to come back. I know I said to get the calls. Got a little bit late there, but we've been doing a pretty good job today. Already taking about 20 calls. And we'll come back and talk to, I guess, who's up next? I guess it's Wesley, H.W., Helen, Kevin, Elaine, and others. We're going to go straight to your calls and then back into more news. When we start this third hour, I sure hope your station carries it. If they're not, ask them why. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed.